Hey, Josh, the conventional wisdom in the NFL is that it's really hard for rookie receivers to contribute right away in the NFL. Why do you think that is, and how do you think your guys are doing relative to that?
Well, I think for any rookie, there's always an adjustment period, whether it's a receiver or another position. I mean, I don't know that there's a position in the NFL where you can say that rookies come in and it's a simple transition for them to be major contributors on a consistent basis. I wouldn't say that's just applicable to the receiver position or whatever numbers you're referring to, but I think that, you know, there's always adjustment. There's always a learning process that goes on, and it continues to happen from one week to the next during the course of the first year. And our guys are going through that process. They're working extremely hard to improve, and you know, have made some plays for us, and certainly we're going to count on them to continue to do that.
Hey, Josh, Tom Curran. How much of the onus do you put on yourself in a situation like this? As a coach once said, you know, someone else gets the groceries and then you cook the meal. Do you have to put a lot of pressure on yourself to say, okay, these guys can do X, Y, and Z, and as a result, we're going to shape the offense to do those things?
I think our job is always, as coaches, has always been to try to take the strengths and weaknesses of our own team and try to figure out how they best match up with each opponent that we play each week. You know, whether you have a veteran team with more experience, a younger team, or somewhere in between where you got a good mix and a good blend, kind of like we have now, I still think that is what we're, you know, what our chore is each week. And I think that, you know, we got to do a good job of that. We got to try to put our players and our team in a position to make plays that they're capable of making. And if there's things that we're growing and learning how to do, then you got to try to make some decisions sometimes to whether to hold some things or, you know, when is the right time to go forward, when is the right time to kind of pull back. I think those are all things that you do on a weekly basis, and we're certainly going to continue to maintain a very high standard here on offense, and that's our goal every week, is to go out there and play good football and not turn it over and score points and be productive in the situational football areas, and we got to continue to do that. So, you know, whatever that means on a weekly basis, and it changes quite often from week to week, that's what we're trying to find.
Is it a chore, or it can't be that black and white as to whether a player is close to getting it or far away from getting it, and it must be difficult for you to say, okay, we're going to keep with this for one more week or whatever. I mean, if you're really trying to get into the mind and do a lot of forecasting as opposed to having definitive answers.
The one thing we always rely on is practice. You know, that's really if we can execute things in practice and if we can do them well, when we work here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then we certainly have confidence that we can do those things on Sunday. There's no other way to do it, you know. And to me, the things that, you know, maybe we don't do as well, and again, this doesn't just have application to one position or another. This is just in general an offensive thing. If we, you know, if there's something we're doing very well, then we need to continue to do it. If there's something that we're working on and we're getting better, but we're not quite ready to do it, you know, on a game day, I think that happens each year. And I think that, you know, that's our, like I said, that's what we go through practice and we work hard to do, is to try to give ourselves as many opportunities to do the things that we feel comfortable doing on a weekly basis. And sometimes that number could be larger, and sometimes it could, you know, we could hold it, you know, back a little bit and try to do more of the same things that we all feel good about doing.
Hey, Josh, does your game plan change much, if any, if Rob Gronkowski plays or doesn't play?
I think any time you have a player that can make the kind of an impact that Rob has made in the past, you know, if you have a player like that back, I certainly think that it would, you know, it has to affect your plan, and hopefully only in a positive manner. I don't know that it would affect the groupings that we would use or not use, or, you know, whether we would, you know, use our tempo or not. You know, I don't know that that would really be impacted, but I definitely think that, you know, you'd like to have a guy like that on the field as much as you can if he's ready and able to contribute the way that Rob has always been able to.
I guess what I'm reaching for is, obviously, with him getting closer, I mean, do you have a certain game plan in mind in terms of what type of plays you would use that would incorporate him and what you wouldn't use if he doesn't play?
We do not have, I mean, I'm not going about it in that manner. you know, our game plan is, you know, is going to be set up for, you know, for the opponent, and it's hopefully going to be, you know, set up in such a way that we can take advantage of some opportunities, and, you know, the ones that are available at the tight end position, then they would certainly have application for Rob if he happened to play or whenever that is. And again, I think the more you know, any player that is coming off of, you know, a few games away where he's either healing or whatever the case may be, I think the more they play, the more comfortable they are, the more they're in the game, the flow of the game, then the more you can start dictating some of the different things that you would do with them.
Josh, on a lighter note, have you ever been on the opposing sideline of a family member like you will be on Sunday?
Just in the preseason. No, it'll be an enjoyable thing for us to see one another, and you know, I know we're both going to be competing and trying to help our teams as much as we can, and I wish them all the success in the world because he's obviously my brother. But you know, for one weekend, I try to do everything we can to you know, to be successful on our side, and I know that they will do the same.
And I know it's probably a flawed stat. I was looking at some of the red zone stuff this morning. I think you guys have 8 trips inside the 20 with 2 touchdowns, which is obviously, you know, not what you're looking for. And I think on the flip side, I think Tampa's defense has been pretty good. We know they had that goal line stand at the end of the second quarter in this most recent game. But what do you see in terms of you know, how do the Patriots get better there? And on top of that, you know, going against Tampa defense that I guess the first 2 weeks has had some success in that area.
There's no question that this is a difficult defense to do a lot of things against. You know, they stop the run well, they pressure the quarterback, they create a lot of negative plays in long yarded situations, and they do a good job in the red zone. You know, we have to do, you know, I think anytime that you look at a small sample size of a situational football aspect of the game, you have to, you know, understand that, you know, it's a couple games, and those areas are always affected most by our overall execution when we get the opportunity. So, you know, just our attention to detail, the practice time that we put in, working to improve in all of those situations, which we do every week, and we're going to continue to do that. And then, you know, when we have our chances and our opportunities, we got to make the most of them. And, you know, we've missed some great opportunities in the first couple games, but certainly not dejected about one getting down there, you know, four times a game or whatever it may be. And, you know, having the chances to score, we just got to do a better job of converting when we get our opportunities. And there's no shortcut to that. You know, we got to do the work in practice. We got to get better during the week, and then we got to go out there and execute when we get our opportunities on Sunday.